Welcome to Third Grade Discoveries. This is Mr. R, and today is Friday, February 13th, 2009, and what follows is a recording of our paper chromatography lab experiment. We were very excited to be invited by Ms. Renzovic's fifth graders to the laboratory for an experiment. Hope to do a lot more of these activities in the future, where we're learning more about science and we are working with other students. Hope you enjoy the show. Talk to you soon.
So go ahead. Just start asking them about the conclusion, right?
If you write the conclusion, you have to do if all markers are all the same. So, are all of them the same? They're not all the same. Because look, all of them are different chemicals with different colors. So, when you put it in water, it makes different things. That's why some are permanent. What else do you think is not the same? About them. Do they have different stuff inside them to make them like this? In each marker, do you think they have more, or are they all different inside, like all the chemicals?
So what do you think? She's asking you guys.
What do you guys think? But all these markers have different chemicals inside them. You guys know what a chemical is?
Think of the ink.
Ink inside.
Think of the ink.
They all have different ink inside there. Some are washable because they're watercolor, so they change color. And some are permanent, so they stay the same. You guys have anything else to say?
What did you notice about the colors? It started with black. What did you notice afterwards?
They started changing. Huh? Yes.
The liquid mark watercolors, colorful and wet blue and black. Dattler, llama color. The line is black. Perfection, Pinto, RSVP. The line is soft. EF, felt tipping, a light line that is colorful, and the Sharpie, a line that is spread out and it's red. Staples, permanent marker, a line very black, and the black is in the water.
That was your conclusion about the marker.
The conclusion is that all markers are not the same. They have different colors. The lines and colors change. And some lines will stay the same.
That's a very good idea. Please have a seat.
Liquid mark watercolor scientist quiz. His watercolor is changing it and stretching. And the paper is changing into colors. Stellar Lomo color. Scientist Alicia. That it's turning purple and blue. Perfection Pinto RSVP. Scientist Hernan, his paper didn't change into colors. EF felt tip pen. Scientist Hernan that it's changing into colors. A lot of colors. Sharpie, scientist quiz, the paper didn't turn into colors. Staples, permanent marker, scientist Fernando, nothing happened to my paper.
Permanent marker scientist. No change.
Sharpie, size different, no change, pencil, scientist Ruben, no different, tip pen, Randy, scientist Randy, yes, black and blue and purple, liquid marker, watercolor, scientist Ruben, green, blue, it went up. Stellar, lump color, scientist, Randy, yes, blue, and purple. Okay.
Isaac is turned black and purple, Diego. It's turned purple, yellow, and brown. Isabel's is turned into thick black. I saw the differences and materials. All markers are not the same because some of them didn't work, some did work.
Good. Okay. I think we're set, huh? So, thank you for helping us out with the paper. How do you say that word? Chromatography?
Yeah.
Chromatography project. It's Mr. R and the room 35 students. Thank you. And you guys are from what teacher? It's Renswick's class in room 18, right? Thanks a lot. Friday, the 13th, 2009.